Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello, and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag, and I'm here today for a very special Puckley episode. We are live in Thatch's office, and we are recording the Game Corner for Puckle 10. Yes, we've been doing Puckle for 10 years, at least Thatch has. Thatch is the only one who's been doing it for 10 years.
Like three of them well.
like five and I'm like four.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're like five or six, Shannon.
I'm the young one, I only have 2 years in, roughly. But anyways, welcome for those who are watching us live. We are live on Twitch right now. And we are recording this for Game Corner, so you may be hearing this later. And so what we're doing is a little more loosey-goosey, but we are going to play some Pokemon games. And we've decided we're going to start out with some Pokemon headbands, which is basically who's that Pokemon, except they're going to be on our heads. And so you guys can watch and play along with us. Now, we're going to have to try not to cheat, but also, like, let the people see what our cards are.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I think if, maybe I'll show them to the camera.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like the better way to do
it. I'll show them to the camera, and then I'll hand them out.
That sounds like the best way to do it.
So, make sure you're paying attention. And I'm going to play along, too. We'll see how well this goes, and I definitely want to get a little bit of, at least for myself, are you a boy or a girl in there, because that's kind of the game that... That is like the hallmark game of Game Corner. All right. So, just like Who's That Pokemon 15 questions, there is going to be a Pokemon on our heads, and we're going to ask questions to try and figure out who they are. Yes or no questions, and I don't know. We may or may not keep track of score. We'll see.
I don't know what we're doing.
We're
just playing the game.
All right. So, let's start with this. I'm going to hand these out to each of us. Let's...
Oh, that's going to be great. I'm excited.
All right, so...
how do we do this? Do we just do go each time, or is it one person at a time?
Let's just do one person at a time. I think that'll be the easiest way to go about it. So, Thatch... Oh, and we forgot to officially announce who's all here. So, yes, I'm Professor Snag. And let's go ahead and have everyone else introduce themselves.
I'm Thatch.
I'm a whale.
I'm Scrawn.
All right. And yeah, so we are... That's who's here playing this game. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is midnight. New Year's just officially kicked off.
Yeah, it's the first episode of 2018.
2018, yes.
Don't look at the camera anymore, Snag.
Yes, you're right. But I will pull up the chat so we can see what comments people have.
Yes.
Orange Avenger said he played this in college.
Oh, excited.
How many possibilities are there for headbands? I will say this is Gen 6 below.
Yeah.
And these are more popular Pokemon.
Okay.
So, I don't think you're going to see any Gulpins in here or anything along those lines.
Oh, man. I was really hoping I got Dunspar seems... That's, like, popular because it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, more... That's more like... That's, like, your cult classic type
of
that's
not exactly. Your, that's not, like...
That's not your stick it in a kid's board game Pokemon.
Yeah, well, it's not like... That's a cult classic, but it's not like... Oh, no, there's definitely, like, Pokemon, like, I'd say Sawsbuck. Like, nobody's thinking Sawsbuck.
Yeah.
I forgot that was a Pokemon until the advent calendar.
Really?
Yeah.
I always liked it.
I mean, it's a good mod in PU. Yeah. It's really, like, we talked about Snailer last week for the Pokemon of the episode, and...
Like, Sunspike seems like just a normal deer, but it's really cool how it changes the seasons.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. They got rid of that, though, so...
Yeah. Yeah, somehow Unova is the only region that goes through seasons.
Yeah.
So it's just genetic now?
Yeah, I think. What? Yeah, it's weird. All right, so
anyway,
who starts?
You do.
Oh, okay. So I just... It's just 15 questions.
Yeah, but...
It's on my head.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Man. Okay, Scrawn, this one's for you, because you'll be able to answer this to me. Was my type physical or special before the physical special split?
Physical.
Physical, okay. So that gives me some options.
I'm only saying for one of the types.
For one of the... For Oh! Ooh.
Assuming that there could be two types.
Are there two types?
Who are you asking?
Second question?
Anybody? Anybody?
I don't know. I can't read.
Are there two types?
No.
No, okay. So it's just one.
Damn. I'm in a waste one.
Thanks, John. Got him. all right. So it was a physical type. So it's like dark or, man, normal. Those are the only two, right?
Yep, that's it.
Am I weak to fighting?
You know, I think this is unrelated, but I'm going to tell you that dark was a special move.
Yeah, it was. You were right.
Yeah.
Unrelated. It's midnight. We've been streaming for over 12 hours now.
Yeah, hey, we're halfway there.
Halfway there, yeah. All right. no, is it weak to fighting, though?
No.
No, I'm not weak to fighting. That's sad.
No.
Okay.
That's three, right?
That's three.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not gonna win. I'll let you know.
We're all winners. by the way, we'll do this at better break. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Am I weak to? I think weakness is a good question because it's a Pokemon thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're playing by Jashiro's rules. Can I cheat?
since it's midnight, we do not have to play by Jashiro's rules.
Thank God.
Jashiro did not make this game.
Is it gens 1 through 3?
No.
No, so it's gens 4 through 6. Is it gen 4?
No.
Is it gen 5?
No.
Maybe.
What? No, so it's gen 6. Okay, I'm happy. Okay. Gen 6, it would have been a, it would have,
yeah,
it's a
question 7.
Monotype, so, like, that's good, because that's monotype, and it's Gen 6, and that narrows it down if I remember Gen 6 today. Let's see, maybe I'm Scatterbug.
Maybe you're not.
I could totally see Scatterbug being
maybe
a popular
Oracorium.
Pokemon. It's not, I'm not Oracorium, I'm Gen 6. Shamu is secretly drawing them before this. He's drawing the headbands. Okay, so I'm Gen 6 monotype, and I would have been physical. So that leaves like steel. It means I'm not fairy because it has a classification. So bug was physical, right? Right? Maybe we'll find out. I don't remember if bug was physical or not.
You do not know the trick?
Nope. Not, is there a trick?
There is a trick.
What's the trick?
Evolutions plus dragon.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Those are all special. And then, yep, so bug was physical. Okay, good. And so let's see. man, what can I ask then? Am I weak to flying?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I am bug type. Oh man, Gen 6 monotype, weak to flying. Weak to flying means it's either grass. Maybe I'm Go Goat.
Maybe.
grass or bug. What else is weak? Fighting. But I'm not weak to fighting, so all of those are still possibilities.
You went one step forward and didn't move.
Yep. I came around. So, psychic, grass, bug. Am I weak to fire?
No.
No. I must be a fighting type. What is a, what is a, what fighting type Pokemon came out in Gens. Oh, man. I don't even know what Gen 6 fighting type Pokemon there were. Oh, God. What was... Definitely nothing popular. Am I getting yelled at in the chat?
Orange Avenger said, did that just say he was Goku?
I am Goku.
Goku?
I'm physical, so I mean, fighting type seems reasonable. What in Gen 6 came out that was fighting type? How many questions am I at, by the way?
I'm like a 12. Nine-ish.
9 or 12.
Yeah. Yeah, 9 or 12, yeah.
Somewhere in that range. Somebody's in their car right now freaking out that I'm breaking the rules. and so, let's see.
You're going to feel like an idiot, I can tell you that.
Oh, right, I probably am. Like, I'm just... Whoosh. Gen 6 fighting types. What came out in Gen 6? I'm thinking Corina. Did Corina use one in her gym battles?
I don't know offhand.
I have the power of the internet here, but I want to...
No.
I'm leaning toward no, but I want to verify.
No, you know this for a fact?
I know this.
I don't know if I believe you.
I don't think
you speak in truths and half-truths. I don't believe you.
I'm pretty sure he's right. I don't think she
does. No, I don't think either.
It's questionable, though. So it is a fighting type. I've confirmed this.
Well, it's like, you know, when you've only played... Yeah. I've only played Gen 6 games.
I wish I was Hawlucha right now. I wish I was. I asked if it was dual type. He said no. So it's not Hawlucha. What else came out in Gen 6? It's a fighting type. I wish I was.
Serious? Oh, okay, no.
No, I don't know. Oh, man. I'm blanking. I know I'm a fighting type from Gen 6. And I don't know how to narrow that down any further.
No, she did not use this Pokemon.
Okay. Oh, that's a good question.
Should we nudge him a little bit?
Yeah, nudge me, please.
So remember, this is a kids' game, and kids like to watch the...
In the anime? Well, I imagine, like... See, that just makes me think of Lucario, but that doesn't work, because he's dual-type.
Nope.
And so... Oh, maybe it's baby Lucario, though. It could be baby Lucario. They watch this show. Baby Lucario.
I know a hint I get.
Wait, that's Gen 4.
Yeah,
man, I don't know. I can't give you... I don't know what else to ask.
Think about the XY anime.
Yeah.
Popular fighting-type Pokemon. Made regular appearances on the show.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Someone on the main crew had it.
Someone on the main crew had it? Well, it wasn't Ash, because he had Hawlucha. And then you have Clement. He had Luxray. He had Bunnelby. He had Chespin. He had another Pokemon, did he? Did he have another Pokemon? And then Serena... Oh my gosh, it's Pan Jam.
Yep. It is indeed Pan Jam, yes. I don't know. We'll call that like 11 water.
Sure, whatever.
There we go. Oh,
there it is. It's Pan Jam. All
right. There we go. So we got it. Shamu, let's move on to you.
Okay. Someone on the main crew of the series in any anime generation.
Yes.
This Pokemon.
Yes.
Is it a fairy type?
No.
Okay.
There's two.
Do I have legs?
Yes.
Yeah.
One.
That's like that's three. Three.
Have you not been keeping count?
In the generation 4 through 6?
Yes.
Yes.
Do I have a single type?
No.
Trying to think. Is it generation 6?
No.
Shoot.
You got this. I believe in you.
Dual type, not fairy. A main character had one.
In Gen 4 or 5, you know that.
I see.
I like the question of whether somebody in the anime had it. That's a good question. That's a solid question.
For this specific game.
Yeah, that's a solid question for this game.
Because this is a popular Pokemon, someone's going to have it if it's...
Yeah.
Like,
most
likely.
Well, there's a chance they might not.
Oh, no,
it's
a slight chance, sure.
Yeah.
But it's like, am I a flying type?
Yes.
Okay.
That's like a stupid question, though. That eliminates a lot of Pokemon, actually. I'm surprised with that one. That's a good one.
Am I a normal type?
No.
Am I a ground type?
No.
Damn. I was hoping Glyphore.
I feel like it would just be easier for you to ask which gen it was. 4 or 5.
Was it generation 5?
Yes.
So, I'm a flying type in Generation 5?
Yeah.
15 questions is too much.
Maybe, yeah.
When you're on your own, it's a lot harder.
It's a lot harder when you're not in a team like the other ones. Because you have something to, like, bounce off which one to do it with.
Yeah, and what questions to ask. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like two minds are just, like, way better at figuring it out.
I'm, like, losing my mind. I'm just trying to think.
Right?
A Generation 5, flying type, someone main had it.
Yep.
I'm just trying to think of...
It's not Unpheasant, obviously.
Not fairy and not normal, yeah.
Unpheasant wouldn't even be a good one. Like, that would be awful.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good kid's game. That's not a good kid's Pokemon.
How did it even make it on the show?
Right? It's so bad. It's like they came out with Awesome Star Raptor, and then, like, you had Unpheasant. Yeah. And it's just like, what is this Pokemon?
Say that, or Ash doesn't have a Pikachu in the new anime.
No, thank God. It's only a matter of time. Well, he has Rowlet. Rowlet can do his, like, aerial searches for him and then come back falling asleep.
No,
that's it. Keep going. Ask something.
I'm trying to think, and I don't know what other questions to ask.
Well, who are the main characters in Gen 5? And the crew?
Who are they? Who was that?
See, there was Ash.
There's Ash, Iris, Silen.
That's it.
I think that's it.
Yeah, because, like, I don't...
Yeah.
The only one would be Ash who had it, because I don't think... Like, at the Gen 5 Pokemon.
Yeah. We'll ask if Ash had it.
Did Ash have it?
No.
Well, so Silen or, like...
Silen or Iris.
The only thing Iris had wasn't Gen 5. That would be flying type, as far as I can tell. Wait.
Oh, you're not thinking. You're not thinking at all.
Am I an electric type?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I a f***ing emoji? Yes!
There's an edit.
1741. All right, let's see if I can remember that.
Right? All right. Is Gron next? This is going to be exciting.
All right.
Okay. Based on your reactions alone, I am inclined to ask a specific question.
Yeah.
Question number one. Am I a fairy type?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Why would that... What?
Well, you're laughing, which means comedic in some way.
I laugh at you all the time.
Okay, is this Pokemon Gens 4 through 6?
No.
It's probably Gen 1 then. Okay. Before the Gen 4... During the Gen 3 split and before.
Mm-hmm.
Would my type have been physical?
Both.
You can't answer that way.
Well, it's yes and no. There's no way to answer it.
Wasn't it physical? That would be, it'd be yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. The answer is yes, technically.
I'm going to count that as two extra questions.
Yeah, that's two questions.
I didn't ask two questions.
Yeah, so. But I answered.
I had no way to strategize. This is unfair, uncalled for. I'm going to start throwing. I have three fingers up.
19, 14.
Okay.
So yes, you determined that it is a dual type.
It is a dual type.
It is. It's types.
I'll give it to you for free.
One is special.
I'll give you that for free. Got three questions for the price of two. Okay.
Got a good deal.
Because, you know, we're keeping such good track of score.
Yeah, right.
Just watch. I bet Lampk is, like, tallying up all
somebody, the... Somebody's tallying it.
Okay. Am I Gen 1?
Yes.
Okay. Dual type Gen 1. One of the popular ones. Can't be Meowth. Can't be Pikachu. Can't be... Could be Bulbasaur, maybe? Yes, it could be Bulbasaur. Based on the information I have so far. That seems like it'd be likely because it's a popular Pokemon. What are the other Gen 1 popular things?
I wouldn't like to throw, like, red herrings for
him. Yeah.
Could be Magnemite, right?
Ooh, that's a good one.
We're going to need a question.
Yeah, you need a question.
To help dial down on my editing.
Yeah.
Okay. Does at least one gym leader have this Pokemon?
I'll let you answer. Define gym leader. Like, in the games, or, like...
In, Gen 3 Fire Red or Leaf Green.
Gen 3 Fire Red or Leaf Green.
Ooh.
There might be...
No. Well, gym leaders don't have it. I don't think in Gen 3. Fire Red, Leaf Green.
There's
no gym leader that would have it. Not a gym leader. In Fire Red, Leaf Green? In Fire Red, Leaf Green, I don't think any gym leader has it.
We'll say no
for now.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. I don't think there was now because
it's
changed.
Options I have, Bulbasaur, Magnemite, let me think, because I'm thinking it's an unevolved form of one of the gym leader Pokemon at this point based on your reactions.
You're thinking too much.
Yeah, you're thinking too much.
Don't tell me what I am.
It's not a Molga or Pancham.
Thanks.
Okay. Or Infernape.
Or, yeah, it's not Infernape. I'll tell you that much.
Can't be Weedle.
Give me the answer, man. You can do it. Ask an anime question.
Think through stuff.
Ask an anime question? Something about the anime, relating to this Pokemon, anything.
Okay. Do any of the main characters in the anime ever own this Pokemon?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it Ash that owns this Pokemon?
No.
So.
Did a real good job. Come on, keep going. You gotta get a line of thought going.
Could be Bellsprout.
You're gonna feel so stupid when this happens.
Is this. Did I ask if it was first evolution?
No, you didn't.
Is this Pokemon first evolution?
Like first stage in TCG? Yeah. Yes.
First stage, or do you mean basic?
It's not basic, right? Not basic.
First stage, yeah.
So like stage one. Like
one evolved stage.
Yeah, one evolved.
So
it's a plus one.
Weepinbell, Ivysaur, Magneton.
You're going to feel so stupid.
Yep.
You're going to feel so stupid. Popular Pokemon. Think like popular Pokemon.
Okay. So not Ash, though.
No. Not Ash.
Okay. Is this Pokemon owned by Misty or Brock?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so Misty can't be a fairy type.
Nope.
So
it's Gen 1.
Kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Shut your face hole.
Well, I guess to be fair, some Gen 1 stuff was retconned, but like.
What?
That's not fairy.
Golbat?
No.
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 Stage 1. But those are both physical, right?
Ask like a weakness question or something.
I'm trying to just think. Jeez, there's a lot to think about. Okay. I'm trying to think about what Pokemon they had.
We should do another version of this game where it's just ask as many questions as
you
can.
Yep.
In fact,
see if you can keep track of it.
Well, that'd be easy then. Okay.
Or it's more of like a time thing now.
Yes.
Is this Misty's Pokemon?
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be so hard for you.
I don't remember what Misty had. That's the problem. I know she had a Starmie. Okay. One of its types is water, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I need to think about what the other type would be. She had a Psyduck.
Something physical.
But Psyduck is not a dual type.
Yeah.
I know.
Talking
this.
About physical.
Okay. Okay,
so I can see the train of thought you're going down. She did not have this Pokemon at the time she was traveling with Ash.
It appeared later on.
And what generation did it appear? That's my question.
It's still a Generation 1 Pokemon. It just appeared in the anime recently.
It first
appeared
in Generation 3, I believe.
Okay.
I think Generation 3, when she returned. Because
yeah.
I think it was at her gym.
You
got
the
this.
Other type, I know.
Could you also mention who is also technically owned by another main Pokemon character?
Yeah, it was.
Anime.
Yeah, briefly.
Through Gyarados.
Yep.
2653.
Oh my gosh. That took forever.
All right, let's see how well I can do on
okay,
mine.
Let's do it.
I'm going to try and do this rapid fire. Okay.
Okay.
Am I Gen 1, 2, or 3?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I Gen 1?
Yes.
Am I a psychic type?
No.
Am I an evolution?
No.
Okay. Am I the type of a starter?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is it grass type?
No.
Is it fire type?
No.
Is it water type?
Yes.
Whew, okay, so Gen 1 water.
That water type question doesn't count.
Am I Psyduck? No.
No.
Okay, so Gen 1 water, popular water type. Not an Eeveelution. Not Gyarados. Man, what? And there's a whole bunch of them. I'm just wondering what's popular or not.
Yeah.
Water's
a bad type, right?
Am I Squirtle?
No.
Am I Blastoise?
No.
Okay. I don't think there's middle stages in there. Trying to run through those. Am I Starmie?
No.
Okay. Was I owned by a character in the anime?
Well, that's about anyone.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, if it's a Gen 1 Pokemon, yeah.
Everyone has everything.
Yeah.
So was I owned by a Gen 1 character in the anime?
Yes. During Gen 1, it was owned by a person in the anime.
Is it Goldeen?
No.
Dang. Is this Pokemon smaller than a television?
Yes.
It's hard to say.
It depends on how big your TV is.
It depends on size, and it's one of those things where.
Yes, I would say it could be smaller than a television.
It could be smaller than a television. Yes. Okay.
Like you could probably put it in an oven.
Is it a dual type?
No.
Okay. So just straight
just
up water.
Yeah, you could put it in an oven.
Gen 1.
Enough, yeah. I'd imagine, yeah.
Well, because sizes vary.
Is it Magikarp?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's great. All right, awesome. Well, that is the first game of Game Corner. We're going to take an audio break. We can't cut in the live feed. We're going to take an audio break as we do get ready for our next game.
Woo.
We'll catch you folks on the flip-flop.
Do you have long commutes to work or school and no reliable way to pass the time? Are you tired of listening to boring podcasts about obscure topics and only at a moderate volume? Then maybe you should try Loudred Audiobooks. Our resident Loudred will loudly read a wide selection of open source classics to you, including The Old Man and the Cedra of Maryland Machamp, and even Lord of the Cutie Flies. For the low price of $5 Pokemon a month, you can even access more recent bestsellers such as 50 Shades of Spoink and The Girl with the Dragonite Tattoo. Loudred Audiobooks. Books read loud!
It's time to play Fuchsia City Feud!
And welcome back, Puckalonians, from the break. We are coming back with our next game for Puckle Game Corps. We are playing Fuchsia City Feud. As a reminder, the way this works, on the board we have five Pokemon, the top five Pokemon of a particular type and a particular stat. Our contestants are going to try to find out what those top five are, and they will earn points that we're not even really counting. It doesn't matter, folks.
The points don't matter.
We're just here to have fun.
Exactly. I'll
make a joke.
They're going to guess the top five. They get three strikes. Once they get three strikes, the other two contestants have the opportunity to guess what they are and, quote-unquote, steal those points. So, Thatch, let's go ahead and start it with you.
Okay.
So, the type we have selected is electric.
Okay.
And these were all randomly generated. That's, for those of you listening, I did some random numbers.
Speed. Let's do speed.
not speed, but maybe just as good. How about special attack?
Special attack? That's not terrible. Oh, man. Special attack, electric types. Zekrom. Zekrom's got to be there.
Zekrom does not have to be there. That's your first strike, sir.
Really?
Wow, get wrecked.
Wow, okay. Well, I guess he's physical. Because you think of, like, Black Chiron and stuff like
so,
that.
Yeah, so, again, so be clear, special attack. I said attack, right?
Yeah, you said special attack, right?
Okay, yeah, special attack.
Yeah, no, I was mistaken. I meant, I'm like, no, you're right, it's attack, not special. It's, okay, so it's electric type, special attack, Mega Ampharos.
Number two, yes.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Earning you 400 points.
That's a good one. Oh, man. Electric type special attack. I have never asked this one on the show. Next week, guys. It's coming. and let's see. So, Mega Ampharos is really high. What could be higher than Mega Ampharos electric type? I don't even know. Do you know? You probably know. You probably know. I'm not thinking straight.
I think I got it before.
oh man!
So, like, this game is made for Shamu.
Yeah. Tapu Koko.
No, strike two.
What?
No, it's a tap.
Oh my gosh! It is. Oh my gosh! I did that twice.
That girl, then Koko.
I know
more than Koko, to be honest.
I would have been better. I would have been better at the other one. An attack, then special attack. Oh man. What is going on?
I'm thinking
Zerkatry, duh. Yeah,
number one, yes.
Yeah,
there we go.
Duh. Oh my gosh, we hung out about Zerkatry all the time.
500 points, yeah. I'm surprised
oh my
you
gosh.
Didn't get that right away.
Yeah,
we'll be
talking
three
about
more.
Zerkatry all the time. Zerkatry, Mega Ampharos, and who do you not want to see use Thunderbolt? Yeah, Tapu Koko only looks strong because the electric train. Let's see. Let's try. I keep thinking Electro, but that's wrong because that's definitely not right. Regular Ampharos.
No, strike three.
Okay.
All right, so you got 900 points hitting the top two.
Good enough.
Mega Manectric.
Number five.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Raikou.
Raikou's not.
Okay. I was gonna test that one for the boundaries. I'm like, is that one there or is that not?
No, that's like 130, right?
Magnezone.
Magnezone is just outside of the top five.
Yeah, that's like 145.
So, anyways, Raikou is at 115.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Magnezone 130 just missed.
Mm-hmm.
135 is Mega Manectric.
Yeah.
And then tied at 145, Vikavolt and Thunderous Therian.
Yep. Thunderous. Yep. All right. Move on. It's all you. It's all you.
The Doctor Zen.
All right, Dr. Shamu.
For the Doctor Zen.
And so your type is ground. And the stat is speed.
Oh, kill me now. Fast ground type?
Fast ground.
You should know this.
Yes.
Should be able to get one like
this
right
is,
out of the
and
I think I know
this will be interesting once we get to it. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Landorus Incarnate.
Number five, yes.
Oh wow, okay.
That's about
100 for 100 points.
Yeah.
Yep.
Faster than that now.
Quagsire.
Of course, it's not. Quagsire.
Torterra. He's the best Pokemon ever. I heard.
Yeah.
I listened to this one podcast this time, and this guy seems super knowledgeable. He said it was really good.
God, that's not a fun type.
I can tell you the number one answer right now.
There's one that should be obvious.
I can tell you.
It should be obvious.
I can tell you the number one answer right now.
But Shamu was to get a couple strikes.
Yeah, I know. Hurry up, get some strikes.
So I'm not saying Landorus Therian right now because I don't think it is.
No. That's slower than Landorus Incarnate.
Yeah, that's
again,
odd,
folks,
yeah.
Remember, if these guys were sharp and fresh and not playing this at 1 o'clock
in
the morning,
yeah.
On January 1st, they'd be doing a lot better than this.
Probably.
I just trying to think of combination of types and that makes sense, and nothing's like clicking.
Oh man, I can tell you right
Should
now.
Should we give him a small hint?
No.
Okay.
I know the answer. I know the top one.
Garchomp.
The next one, yes.
Yeah, that'd be number four. That would be number four.
That would be number four, yes.
One down.
One down.
So three left.
And all the top.
Yeah.
No strikes.
He has no strikes.
No strikes. He needs to make guesses. Speedy ground type. Speedy Gonzalez ground type.
Apparently I should have switched this for you too.
Yeah, honestly.
I
Burrowing, Exosleepy.
I Nothing's clicking.
Oh, I think Munsdale. I think that's the answer.
I know that's not the answer. I'm not that stupid. You can't get that. You can't put that over me. Like, you have to pass it by him. I don't know. But.
Come on, pick it. Come on, just guess something. Some ground type. Like Flygon or something.
Flygon, not it.
Pale Sims.
Wasn't Landorus Incarnate 100?
Like 101.
Ah, that makes sense.
It's a stupid number.
You're right about both of those,
yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid, yeah.
So and it's Garchomp 4, Lando Eyes 5.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way that, like.
Yeah, because Garchomp's already went away.
Well, Garchomp's like 103, I think, right?
It's like above 100, but not an equal.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, it's 103 because that was the whole reason they banned it back in Gen 4.
102.
102? Okay. Same reason they banned it all in Gen 2. Gen 4, though.
Alright, other Life speedy score. Ground types.
Game timeline. Save me.
speedy
ground
types. None
of those, I can tell you that.
I'm probably going to get a point wrong right now.
Yeah.
It's Zygarde 10%.
Number two.
That's a good one.
Woo.
Yeah.
Earning you 400 points.
Regular Zygarde, go.
That's like 90 or 80.
What about Zygarde 100%?
That's distance via Zygarde. It's just HP increase.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, Father's just like a bit more HP increase.
I didn't pay attention, yeah.
Did that actually happen during the tournament?
Hmm?
The Zygarde?
No. I de-danced it and.
He died.
And I did not. Thank you for taking all the. The parahacks before? Because
yeah.
It didn't hit me.
Okay.
Alright, two left.
I can tell you number one. I can tell you number one.
I'm sure you can.
You should be able to tell us number one.
Yeah, you should.
Like should.
You should be able to.
I'm just spacing out. I'm like thinking like, oh, you were the
maybe
ball.
It's number
like,
three.
Like, that's right. Like,
I know one of these. I know one of these two.
Is one of them Glythor?
No, Strike One.
Okay.
Thank
I
God. Okay. Like 90.
Yeah, it was high. It was up there.
95, actually. That's
nice. Glythor
is
95, yes.
95.
Just missing 95.
Let's see.
This is the point where I would use a hint if I had
Marshadow.
You're wrong, by the way. The Zygarde Complete and Zygarde Regular do not have the same speed.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
They don't?
Nope.
Oh, Zygarde Complete dropped by like 10?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Complete slows down. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Makes sense.
And most of the other stats are the same, though. Just, like, HP
yeah.
that goes
yeah.
up, mainly.
All right, so, let's see here.
Yeah. Come on, get two more wrong so we can
still,
get this
we're
over.
We're still rocking 12 viewers right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They haven't left us yet.
All right, so we got two more spots. One and three.
Come on. Come on. Make a pick.
Dugtrio.
Number one.
There you go. They keep trying to ban it all the time.
It kind of did get banned.
They did ban it.
Yeah.
I know what the last one is.
We
have one more spot left. The number three spot.
The number three
can I know
spot.
What the speed of two and four are?
No.
Yes.
I
yeah,
don't
that's
care.
Fine.
Just pick it.
So, I mean, Dugtrio has 120. Zygarde 10% is 115.
Mm-hmm.
That was number two. And then number four, Garchomp is 102.
115 to 102.
Yeah, that's what I was like trying to figure out, that gap. Something fast is a ground type.
Claydol.
It's not Claydol. I'm not stupid.
Trepinch.
Maybe.
Vibrava.
No. With a scarf, sure. But.
With a scarf. Just say something with a scarf. That's the answer.
Palossand
with a scarf. That wouldn't even make it.
Mega Swampert.
In the rain.
In the rain.
Mega Swampert in the rain.
That's the number one spot. Oh.
Mega Swampert in the rain. Oh, that would be too good. All
right, we do need to guess ourselves,
yes.
though.
Get a guess. Come on.
Alolan Dugtrio?
Yes, there
oh,
it is.
Oh, duh.
I thought, like, wait.
Yeah, wait a second. It's going
all right,
yeah,
good job.
Good
all right, last
100%.
One.
Good answer.
It's all you, Scran.
And
he's ready to fail.
Z-Scran.
We want... Okay, so... You get normal types and attack.
Slaking.
Tied for number one, yes.
Yeah.
Normal's kind of easy
with
that.
Yeah, I want normal. I want normal attack.
Beware.
No, strike one.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Stick one.
funny. It's those normal legendaries, man. They just get you.
Normal legendary.
Are you kidding? Can you imagine?
Man, I will say beware. I got the super just rare miss out.
I got the super rare beaver Pokemon. It's the box art. It's the cover art legendary for Pokemon Switch. It's a normal type. It can only learn double edge.
I think we've actually had this one on the show before.
I could believe that. I don't remember.
No, we know one.
I know one for sure.
Well, I'm
you can really, do this.
This isn't what I'm saying, but I'm hesitant to say like Snorlax.
I don't know about that. It's like 130.
I think it's on par with Beware.
It's like 130-ish, I think. That's a special defense. It's like 130.
I think like Mega Evolutions.
I can tell you Mega right now, that you're not thinking of.
I just am too tired.
Mega Pidgeot, there you go. You can use those physical hurricanes all day.
True.
You used one today on stream. A team that you borrowed of mine had a normal type on it. It mega evolved.
Oh, Mega Kangaskhan.
Other guests?
Yeah.
Strike one.
Strike two.
I lied.
Strike two.
I lied.
Strike
I'm
two.
Sorry, yeah. I thought it was you.
Kangaskhan just missed out.
Yep.
It's not really good.
What's his base attack stat?
120. 125.
Is it, okay.
So I feel like speed is naturally an easier stat because we use it more.
Yeah. In terms of like our calculations and stuff, yeah. Like when we're battling, you definitely use speed way more.
Yeah, because you want
to
hit first.
Yeah, I never think, oh man, I've got a base 125 attack so I can do this much damage to this guy. I never think that. I think of a specific for a specific Pokemon with a specific spread. You know? I don't think anything else. I don't think, like, man, that 125 attack does that. Though I probably should, looking at you, Trumbeak. Beak blasting, never doing anything.
You mean two cannon?
Yeah, two cannon. Oh my gosh. I don't even know his name.
Rock blast of Volbeat. Oh, does, like, maybe half.
Maybe half.
Like, what? Volbeat so far.
What's going on?
I will, as a hint, I'll say think of some, for most of these, think of some very special Pokemon.
Special normal types.
Special normal types?
These are different ones you would not find at Peter Pidgey's Emporium.
Emporium. Oh god, I remember that one.
Maybe.
That's how I can't think.
So you guys are going to get about 4 hours of this.
Yeah.
But anyways, two strikes. You got one of the number one Pokemon. The other one ties this. And again, the hint I'm going to give you is that there are lots of special Pokemon out there.
I think you can do it. I believe in you. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I know one of them. He's a little slow.
Just like me.
You get it? You get it?
That is
there
it.
We go.
Yes. You are officially beating Thatch.
Yeah. Okay. What was that, number one?
That was the other number one, yes.
Three more attack stats. Just guess like three so we can get this over with.
No! Or you can guess one and get it wrong.
Yeah.
You
only need one. You guess like Bibarel. That's probably right.
With Bibarel Sword Dance, of course.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Bidoof.
That's true.
Or Bidoof.
Bidoof. Bidoof peanut butter.
Line you after a belly drum?
That's a good answer. Good answer, good answer.
Wouldn't a Snorlax after a belly drum be even better, though?
Oh, that's true. It just belly jumps.
Well, then better.
That's like number five.
Gen 3, and I know it's not Gen 3. Oh. I'm just going to say Snorlax.
Not Snorlax,
okay,
no.
Fine.
You aren't too far off with... no, I take it back. That was a lie. I was about to say you're not too far off with Gen 3, but Mega Lopunny definitely is a Gen 4 slash Gen 6 mon.
Lots of Megas.
This one would have been hard to get if you would have gotten their Ursa Ring.
Mm, wow.
Oh, yeah,
I
feel like, what,
140?
130.
Oh.
130, yep.
Wow. It actually is up there, yeah.
Yep, and then the other one would also have been really hard because I'd say that this Pokemon is relatively forgettable, let alone its ultimate form. Meloetta Pirouette form.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, 125, right?
128.
Wow, okay, yeah, nobody remembers
just,
that.
Just missing out, Mega Kangaskhan at 125.
Yeah.
Beware at 125. Braviary, 123.
Braviary is really good. I'm a big fan of that.
Staraptor, Arceus, Toucanon, Zangoose, Komala, Unpheasant, Bouffalant, Dodrio, Gumshoe, Stoutland, Snorlax.
Interesting.
Alright, anyways, that was our round of Fuchsia City Feud, and when we come back, we got one more game. Not quite sure how long it'll go. We might make it a relatively quick one, because we are tired here, folks. but I think you guys will enjoy this when we come back, so we will catch you guys on the other side of the sandal.
Yes. I like that one.
Hey, are you looking to get the most out of your energy drinks? Well, then you should drink Green Tauros. It's the only energy drink, and it's the proud sponsor of the Puckle Podcast. Green Tauros contains such ingredients as caffeine, taurine, B-group vitamins, sucrose and glucose, and Mount Coronet spring water. But don't take my word about how delicious it is. Listen to what Lieutenant Surge has to say.
It's delicious!
That's right, everybody. Lieutenant Surge gets charged up on Green Tauros before every battle. Green Tauros, it's the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Ah, my hands are hooves!
Proud sponsor of the Puckle Podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Odino. I want you to know that there are several ways you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can go to PucklePodcast.com to listen to classic Puckle episodes, check out a variety of articles from our writers, and join our Discord server where you can interact with other Puckleonians. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, or Tumblr. Also, check us out on Twitch, where you can watch Thatch do viewer battles and Jashiro play the TCG. You might even be able to join in on the fun. And make sure to rate us on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. It helps other people find Puckle and grow our community. Finally, if you're able, we have a Patreon where you can help support Puckle financially. All proceeds go back into the community, and you can get some awesome gifts for your donations. Thanks for listening, and catch you on the flip-flop.
It's time to play. Are you a boy or a girl?
Welcome back from the break, Puckalonians, and we are going to play Game Corner favorite, Are You a Boy or a Girl? And here's the way we're going to do this. We'll see how long this goes, but we're definitely going to do two rounds of this, and we're going to make these a little bit special. I have picked one for these two gentlemen to ask about that I think is going to be one of the hardest NPCs that is just kind of in the, still in like the fair realm. I'm not going to ask you like Skater Girl, Joni, but I think
that's
this
my
is.
Answer.
But I think this is one of the hardest NPCs to get, so I want to see how they can do. And then the tables are going to turn. I'm going to let them pick one for me, and I'm going to play this game, and we'll see how I do on it.
Man.
So, with that being said, let me just make sure I got this guy picked.
It's the hardest
or
one,
gal,
so like,
I should
it's gotta
say.
Be pretty easy, because we know it's the hardest one, so it's nobody you can think of right away. It's not Professor Oak. Like, we know that.
let me pick a new one here. Alright. So, again, they are asking yes or no questions to determine who the character is, and are trying to do it as, in as few questions as possible. Gentlemen, you may begin.
Alright. Is it a boy or a girl?
This character is a boy.
Okay. And he's forgettable.
It's possibly whatever his name is.
Answer's red. Let's see.
Do a generation question?
Yeah, do a generation question.
Is it in generations 1 through 3?
No.
Is he in generations 6 through 7?
No.
Four
through five. Okay, so this is why he's forgettable.
He's like, he could be like one of those weird guys that you walk around with.
Thinking right now.
In Gen 4.
It was Barry and Palmer. Those are the two that came right to mind.
Yeah, Barry and Palmer.
There's also Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck, like, which Chuck?
Chuck with red hair in the clay and all in the lava.
No, his name wasn't Chuck. His name was Buck.
Close enough.
Yeah, no, I can see, like, that's what I'm thinking of, like, Buck or Riley or something like
Riley's
that.
Riley there, too.
Yeah. Palmer I can see, because Palmer's, like, pretty freaking good. I mean, we can think of any of the Frontier brains. Like, any of those Frontier brains.
Let's see. Keep them in the back of our minds.
Yeah, I feel like...
Actually, should we just...
Let's ask if it's Gen 4
first.
Yeah,
let's say, yeah.
Is it Gen 4?
No.
No, okay, so we were entirely wrong.
We run out of data for nothing.
So it's Gen 5. So it's, like, Colrus, maybe. Colrus gets his...
I wouldn't do that to you.
No, I wouldn't be a sage. It would be like...
Oh, you
wouldn't
do that? Okay.
No. This is a relatively fair, relatively standard character.
It's that other guy from Platinum with the Rotom.
Culver? Wait.
Not Colrus. There was another guy. There's another guy who, like, took over Team Platinum. He was, like, this Rossic.
I don't know his name. He's the...
Is he a member of Team Galactic?
Oh, this is Gen 5, guys.
No,
not that one. Oh, no, that's Gen 4. Again.
I know who you're talking about. No. There's a TCG card with him associated with the Rotoms.
That's a Gen 4 guy. I was wrong. It's Platinum. Is he a member of Team Plasma?
No.
No, okay. So it's not like a bad guy.
Yeah, so it's...
So it's just some rando...
Should we do Gym Leader / Elite 4?
I don't think it's that, but you can ask.
The gym leader or Elite Four member?
Yes.
What? How is this the hardest one then?
So Elite Four right off.
So it's Elite Four. Because it's either.
We said Elite Four, so it's not champion.
Yeah. Well, who's the champion?
Alder.
It was N and Alder, so.
N wasn't a champion.
He filled the role of a champion.
He wasn't a champion.
Yeah. No. Well, okay. Whatever.
So gym leader is
debatable. We can sit here and have an argument about that all day.
So for Gen 5, we can have the three waiters. Ceylon, I don't know the other ones.
Cylon, Chili, and Kress.
Yep, it could be one of those three. It could be Sharon.
It could be, Sharon. Well, yeah, he was a gym leader.
Gen 5 or round 1 and 2.
Clay.
Drayden.
Was this an Elite Four member?
No.
Okay, so it's a gym leader. Okay, so this isn't terrible. I don't think this one's terribly difficult then.
Gym leader wise, like the first four gym leaders you would face? First four back.
So like that's a good question.
Was this gym leader one of the ones where you could earn or how to work?
Were they one of the first four badges you could obtain in the game they were in Gen 5? In a game in which they were a gym leader.
Yes.
Okay.
So the first four. So essentially it's Chris, Chili, Ceylon, Sharon. Bug Guy.
What Bug Guy?
The artist one, Castellia. He had like...
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's... I know.
I don't know his name.
I forget his name. Because it's Gen 5. That's why...
the description.
That's why this is a hard game.
Yeah. I don't remember his name. Yes, I know. It's probably...
The rule is if you narrow down appropriately but don't know the character's name, it's a three-question penalty.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd say it's... I feel like we should just be happy if we get it within 15. So, was he a Bug-type specialist?
No.
Okay, so it's not him. Thank God. So, it's either Sharon...
Sharon, Ceylon, Crest, Chili.
Okay, wait, Black and White 2, what order are you going? You go Sharon, and then you go Roxy, and then you go, Bug Guy. It's not Bug Guy, though.
And then 4 is else whatever.
Yep, so it's either Sharon, Crest, Chili, or Cylon.
Yeah,
it's
one of those four.
So,
Should we just start, like, guessing trainers at this point?
We could,
Because if...
Wait,
if...
I'm trying to see if there's any, like, common weaknesses or something, like... It'd do water, fire.
Any question we ask is going to narrow one down at this point. Because we ask, is it normal to gym leader? It's going to knock.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
An extra question.
Exactly.
We ask, is there a waiter? It's going to knock. It's like.
Yeah.
I just think we should start taking like random pot shots now.
Yeah. Does Sharon have blue hair?
actually, is that blue? It's more black.
It's more black, yeah.
I'd call it black, yeah.
Well, we could like cut it in half because we could ask if it's an either or, so you can cut it in half, so you save yourself one question. So you go. Is it a fire grass type?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Is this person a fire or grass type specialist?
No.
No, so it's either Silen or Charon.
No, it's... You mean Kress or Charon.
Why?
Kress as well. He's a fire or grass.
Yeah, Kress or Charon.
I kind of want to say Kress.
I mean, just ask, because if not,
is it Kress?
It is Kress, yes.
Yeah.
In 11 questions, not bad, gentlemen.
There we go.
I feel like this
the bug-type gym leader would have been hard, because we don't know his name.
I mean, Berg?
Berg, that's it.
Berg. Oh, yeah.
No, it's the reason I thought this one was hard because, okay, Gen 5.
Yeah, and it's one of those three.
It's one of those three.
Yeah.
Also, Kress is not the only water-type gym leader in Gen 5.
Oh, that's true.
Marlin is also there.
In
our Tournament of Champions, Marlin was the deciding factor between Seth Vilo and Linnean in their match.
That's fair, because that makes sense, because we came from it at a different angle, because we asked, like, if it was in the first four gyms.
Yeah.
All right.
And
so, let's turn it around here. We'll probably, with the timing we're at here, we'll probably do just one round for me.
Okay, so
here is my list, gentlemen, of characters that... These are the standard characters
standard.
You can choose.
Standard. Yeah, I like that one. Okay, we're ready. We're ready for you.
Okay.
All right.
So is this a character... Is this a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Okay,
that's
this
one.
Is a boy. Is this character a gym leader?
Yes.
All right, is this character from Gens 1, 2, or 3?
No.
Is this from Gen 5?
No.
Is this from... So, this would be my fifth question... Is this from Gen 6?
No.
All right, so Gen 4, boy, there's four of them. Rourke, Byron, there is Volkner, and there's one more. Let me think about this here. Rourke, Gardenia.
They're always really good about the half and half thing.
Yeah, I wrote an article about this a while ago. They're really good. Not Fantina, Byron, Volkner. There's one more I'm missing of. It's not Candace. I know it's a boy. I'm just trying to get my eight gym leaders out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can narrow it halfway here. Is this character related to another gym leader?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that helps me out here. Is it? So that was six. Is it Rourke?
No.
Is it Byron?
Yes.
All right. There we go.
Easy peasy. We got that. Okay. All right.
Should we do? That was really fast. Should I
do
one more?
We'll do one more.
Okay.
All right. We'll ask you one more.
All right.
Okay. We're good.
All right.
Okay. So go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Is this character a boy or a girl?
Boy.
All right. Is this character a gym leader?
Yes.
Is it from Generations 1, 2, or 3?
Yes.
All right. And I don't remember if there's a good way to divvy those up, so let's go with... There were more gym leaders in Gen 1. More boy gym leaders in Gen 1 and 3. Let's just say, could you find this character in... gold, silver, or crystal game at all? So
no.
Gen 1?
No.
Okay, so it's Gen 3. Okay. So there's four questions. I want to take a shot just because I want to see if I can hit it. Is it Tate?
Nope.
Okay.
No. That's a wild shot in the dark. Because
well,
it could have been Lisa.
Not if it's a boy.
Oh, that's true. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, but I was trying to see if you guys were trying to be just a little tricky, and I wanted to
that'd
see
be
if I could.
Super tricky.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. Let's go over our gym leaders again. So, you got Norman. You got Juan and Wallace. You probably did that, one of those guys on me. Juan Wallace, Norman, you know, at this point, this actually does cut in half relatively well. Is this a water type specialist?
Yes.
Is it
One.
Yes.
All right.
So you're pretty good at the one.
So thank you guys. Thank you for hosting that round of Game Corner. That was a lot of fun to do that. I will admit I did a little bit of prep work ahead of time to make sure that I could optimize the game. I built the game. I know some of the ins and outs, but that was a lot of fun to play. So with that, folks, happy Puckle 10. Happy New Year. You guys will be hearing this in about 2 weeks when it comes out in the regular feed. Thank you for doing this. As a reminder, I forgot to mention this at the top of the show. We are doing this 24-hour live stream. At least it's live while we're doing it. This is a little bit
it won't be when you're listening
not
to this.
When, it'll be long dead by then. But anyways, when you are listening to this, though, folks, remember, we're doing this for Child's Play. They are an organization that helps bring video games to kids who are in the hospital, who are there for longer terms, and it's just a great way to not only distract mm-hmm. them from the more serious things that are going on, but also just to keep them entertained in the downtime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great cause. You can't donate through Puckle specifically any longer, but if you go to Child's Play, is it just Child's Play?
Childsplaycharity.com. I think if you do Child's Play, it's like a fertilizer company.
Oh.
So... And-
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so with that, if you want to donate, it's a fantastic organization. Please donate there if you did not have a chance to donate to us during the stream. By the way, hey, Puckalonians, you did a fantastic job. We can't say that enough.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Our goal was $500, and we severely underestimated you folks. We got that in, like, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, like it 2 or 3 hours.
It was crazy fast. Now, we've been on a little bit of a plateau, which is to be expected.
Yes.
But we are still trying to hit some more. But anyways, it's not about the money. It's about the kids. Mm-hmm. So with that, folks, just if you have that chance, please donate there. And to keep that the focus, I think that's all I'm going to say. With that, gentlemen, would you like to sign off?
Yeah, I'm Thatch.
I'm Shamu.
Strawn is taking a shower, getting prepared. He's going to go on the night shift for Puckle 10 with Shamu here. And I am Professor Snag. Thank you for listening to Puckle Game Corner. And as always, help control the Breject population. Make sure you have your Ditto spayed and neutered. Good night.
What? Are you expecting something to be here?
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.